Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. Think about every poor decision you've made in your life. There was more emotion that was involved in it than there was mind. Every single one of them. Your feelings keep you in bed. Your mind tells you, get up.
Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it, and they misfire all the time.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
And you need to learn to check yourself. And I want you to say, the reason I'm not amazing yet, because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. The reason why I'm not amazing right now is because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing to be amazing.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Just make up your mind. This is not going to control you.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
We are in control of our mind. We believe it's the other way around. No, we put in our minds what we should do. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. This sucks, but it's okay.
If you don't program yourself, life will program you.
You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. No, you have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it. And you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I said, you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. And then go get some.
Make a commitment to yourself today. Vow to yourself today that you will make whatever sacrifice, that you will pay whatever it takes, that you will do whatever you have to do to be amazing.
It is us. We have to train. We have to prepare. We have to harden ourselves through suffering. And while it hurts, and it does hurt, it is that discipline that will ultimately bring us freedom.
The first thing I think you need to understand is that these people that you're comparing yourself to, you don't really know very well. What that means is that you see their shiny outside, but you don't see the reality of their life. You know, maybe you're in California, see someone speeding down the road in a convertible Porsche, and you think, oh man, what a lucky bastard. And the truth of the matter is that he's thinking about wrapping his expensive sports car around the next cement pillar that he comes close to. You can't tell, and people have hard lives, and even people who are comparatively fortunate have hard lives. And the ideal that you're observing that makes you jealous and resentful is in large part an illusion that's created by your own mind. I can give you just one example. I know a fair number of extremely wealthy people, and most of the people I happen to know are people who've made their money themselves. And I tell you, man, they have a burden of responsibility that would crush the typical person. They're just working flat out, and they have thousands of people depending on them, and they have their status, and that's not nothing. Don't be thinking that there isn't a price to be paid for that. You know, they don't see their families, they're often divorced, they don't see their children grow up, and they don't have time off. Now, there are wealthy, what would you call, playboy types, I suppose, who live out the dreams of wealth of a foolish 14-year-old, but they're not that common, and you have to be careful of what you're jealous of because you don't really know what it is. And then the other thing that's kind of useful is to understand that you're different from everyone else. And this is especially true as you get older. When you're 17 or 16 or something like that, comparing yourself to other people makes a certain amount of sense, because 16 and 17-year-olds, they're kind of the same, you know, which is why when you go off to university, you can make friends so quickly. It's like, I'm just about 60. It takes me like 15 years to make a friend now, you know, as opposed to the 2 months that it took when I was 17. You're quite different from other people, and you shouldn't be comparing yourself to them, because they're not like you. You know, they don't have your family. They don't have your temperament. They don't have your troubles. They don't have your abilities. The only person that has those is you. And this is why one of the rules, I think it's rule 4, is compare yourself to who you were yesterday and not to who someone else is today. And see, that's a game you can win, because you could be a little better today than you were yesterday. And that's a good thing. You're a little better. That's a good thing. And you know, no doubt there are some things that you could improve. You know, if you sit and meditate for any length of time about what you're not doing optimally, answers will spring to mind.
Let's say your goal is to be widely known and to impact people's lives with your music. You can visualize it. Oh, by the way, when you visualize a goal that you want to achieve, it's not in the future. This is to do with manifesting. When you want to manifest something, it doesn't work very well when you think, I will be famous. I need to be famous. I want to be famous. Not good for manifestation. If you want to manifest something, you have to start with the foundation for manifestation is always the present moment. It's not the future. It's work. Very simply, Jesus explained it in one sentence, just one sentence. Whenever you pray for something, believe that you have received it and it will be given to you. Now, the key is that he did not say believe that you will receive it, because that puts it into the future.
What does that rebuilding process look like for somebody who's trapped in depression and suicidal thoughts?
I've been there a lot in my life, especially before my car accident, my teenage years. The first woman I ever loved, we had a big breakup, and that breakup sent me down in depression and suicidal planning. It's tough to dispense advice to people other than get help. And I'll share why. Because that time in my life, I had so many people coming up to me, you know, my friends would come into my dorm room, Brennan, let's go do something. And you just, the hope is lost. And what people, I think, make the mistake of trying to do is hype people up. Everything's gonna be okay, you're gonna be great. And what people need who are suicidal is serious psychological intervention. They need to seek support and help. And outside of that, when they do get that support, the first thing a great therapist is going to do, outside of the emotional reflection work of why are you here and what has caused this sort of pattern for you, they're going to get you starting to get some momentum. The most important thing is when you are super down, outside of finding that emotional reasoning for where you are, is to start getting momentum. Because with momentum comes hope. With momentum comes motivation. With momentum comes, you know, that feeling that there's a reason for tomorrow. And so it's as simple as just saying, okay, what are 3 things I'm going to do today? And I don't mean that like a lot of personal development guys would say, like, what are your 3 big goals for the day? Arr! I'm like, dude, sometimes that first goal is, I'm going to shower today. I'm really going to shower today. I'm going to walk to the library. I'm going to come home. And that's all they got. Like, literally, that's all they got. And you got to honor that struggle. When you're in that place, like, know that where you're at, it is okay that you're there, and now you're gonna need help, and now you're gonna have to set up some daily practices, just every day, win a little bit. Not like win your dreams, not like crush through goals, not like be a badass, not like, no, just momentum, man. You know, most of the guys I've dealt with in that position who were suicidal, outside of their therapeutic work, I said, the most important thing you can do is win the morning. Just win the morning, man. I think that's true for all of us, even high performers. Like, if I don't have my morning routine game, I feel, you know, out of sorts. So I think it's true for everybody. You gotta own your morning, you gotta win it, because that starts and sets up everything else. I know you believe that as well. Like, people need that discipline, those routines that will help the rest of their day go better. And I don't wanna ever be flippant with the advice to people who are dealing with that situation outside of get some help, get some momentum, and be okay if that momentum is really small, because it will build. Trust that that momentum builds, and trust those gloomy and bad, dark days, trust that those are going to be there. They'll get less and less and less as you learn how to cope, but they're gonna be there.